This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Lucas, last Tuesday's Pulse dairy auction did not provide a lot of hope for global dairy trade.
This is, of course, the new GDT whole milk powder pricing that's on a weekly basis now. The past two Pulse auctions have shown a little bit of weakness after mid-November's strength on whole milk powder. This is aligned with the kind of industry view now that demand remains pretty weak around the world for products from New Zealand. The market has not found any strength on the continuous news that New Zealand milk production is weaker on a month-after-month basis so far this season.
Thank you, Lucas. Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Tuesday.
We talk about innovation. We talk about automation. Let me just say, lots of things have transformed agriculture over the last 100 or 150 years. Hybrid crops, genetics, the Haber-Bosch process that allowed us to extract nitrogen from the air and create nitrogen fertilizer, two things that have really revolutionized, particularly crop production. But also, you see a lot of machines. Early on in the early 1800s or late 1700s, the cotton gin was invented and developed and became deployed throughout the southern part of the U.S. Steam engine tractors, the use of hydraulics associated with all of this equipment, combines, and then eventually electronic monitoring and controlling. Lots of things have happened. A lot of our innovation in agriculture has, in fact, involved hardware or machines and equipment. Increasingly, that's moving towards digital, but the hardware part of it is quite important. I feel strongly as a systems thinker that we have to be really careful as we think about the implications of this technology.
Those are comments from John Shetsky from the UW-Madison from a recent PDPW dairy signal.
Wednesday.
How many times a day should we really be feeding these calves?
Somewhere around 70% of the U.S. dairy industry is still feeding calves 2 quarts of milk or milk replacement in the morning and 2 quarts at night. And that's just not enough. The reason we feed calves that way is because it has to do more with economics than it would ever have to do with physiology. And sometimes to understand the way that a baby calf designed to be fed is we just look at the beef cow. And what does a baby calf left on a beef cow do? Well, they nurse multiple small frequent meals, and the volume of intake is very high. 3-week-old baby beef calf on its mom will probably nurse somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 12 times a day. It will nurse something like up to a quart and a half per nursing. The baby stomach or the neonatal calf stomach was never designed to be fed large volumes of milk twice a day.
Thursday.
Chris, what's the latest with this agriculture labor reform that we need to finish before the end of the year?
Yes, so the lame duck session really only has a couple more weeks to play out. We're going to swear in a new Congress the first week of January. What we're hoping the Congress is to pass a version of ag labor reform, because the politics of getting something done next year with a new Congress just really don't look very promising. So we sent a letter along with 350 farm and ag trade associations to Senate leaders this week asking them to take action. Did not specifically endorse the bill that has passed the House of Representatives called the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. That's a good place to start. It's not perfect, and it needs to be changed with anything that the Senate does. But the bottom line is you've got to pass something. You've got to make progress on some bill. And they've been working on it for over a year now in the Senate. Nothing has emerged. There are some last-minute talks going on, though, and that's why National Milk, along with hundreds of other farm groups, have said, hey, this is really something you could get us for Christmas, because it will pay dividends well into the new year and for years to come.
Friday.
On our topic, winter considerations with baby calf in terms of nutrition and management. And certainly we know that the newborn calf has a fairly tight thermal neutral zone, which means when they need to spend energy to stay warm or to get rid of excessive heat, and that is 50 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, once that calf is 1 month old, the temperatures change on the low end. They can now tolerate 32 degrees Fahrenheit up to 78 degrees Fahrenheit as well. And the difference, of course, is the newborn calf has very little fat reserve for energy that she can draw on or he can draw on. Second of all, a very short hair. They have no hair as far as that goes. And a great deal of surface area relative to body mass.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.